You know I really love my calculator. When I multiply, divide, subtract, or add, I get so many digits in my answer. Lots and lots of digits can't be bad, right? Well, my science teacher told me to be careful. Some of those digits have to go. She said I'd have to learn to round my answer. There are rules that science students have to know. This calculator is my special friend. Its little brain never makes mistakes. Every number on its screen is mathematically correct. But significant? I don't think so. Every scientific measurement's uncertain. Uncertain to varying degrees. So when one or more are used in calculations, the answer also has uncertainty. So you have to round the answer to the problem. And even though it sounds a little cruel, you have to trash a few of those digits according to a certain set of rules. This calculator is my special friend. Its little brain never makes mistakes. Every number on its screen is mathematically correct. But significant? I don't think so. When you multiply or divide on certain values, your answer should be rounded when you're through to the least number of sig figs in any of those values. It's really not that hard to do. When you add or subtract on certain values, decimal places are the key. Count the fewest number of decimal places in those values, and then you should round accordingly. This calculator is my special friend. Its little brain never makes mistakes. Every number on its screen is mathematically correct. But significant? I don't think so. This calculator is my special friend. Its little brain never makes mistakes. Every number on its screen is mathematically correct. But significant? I don't think so.